It is Thursday, June 10th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
You can't stop a worldwide pandemic without an international effort. And the U.S. is about to go big in that regard. The country will be donating not millions, but hundreds of millions of vaccine doses to countries that desperately need them. Meanwhile, Idaho's lieutenant governor, who is seeking higher office, is caught on video palling around with a militia leader. It's just another day for the Republican Party. And lastly, Joe Biden wants to close Guantanamo Bay by the end of his first term. And he's taking an approach that's a little bit different than Barack Obama's, basically hoping that if they don't make a fuss about it, maybe the opposition in Congress won't notice.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Finally, we're talking serious numbers. The Washington Post reports that the Biden administration is buying 500 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to donate to the world, as the United States dramatically increases its efforts to help vaccinate the global population. The first 200 million doses will be distributed this year, with the rest shared in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed by COVAX, the World Health Organization-backed initiative, and they will be targeted at low- and middle-income countries. Pfizer is selling the doses to the U.S. at a not-for-profit price. President Joe Biden is slated to announce the plan at the Group of Seven meeting in Britain this week, amid growing calls for rich countries to do more to boost the global supply of coronavirus vaccine. According to the Post, the question of how to end the pandemic is expected to be front and center at the G7 summit this week. In the lead-up to the meeting, Biden's vaccine-sharing strategy has been under intense scrutiny. Questions about how to proceed have intensified in recent weeks as cases in the United States have receded and infections have surged in some developing countries, leading to charges of vaccine apartheid. More than half the populations in the U.S. and Britain have at least had one dose, compared with fewer than 2% of people in Africa. It's a disparity that can only prolong the global pandemic. But fortunately, some powerful people seem to realize that. The snapshot of the far right's rise comes from The Guardian. Idaho's Republican Lieutenant Governor and gubernatorial candidate, Janice McGeachin, attended a gathering where she was endorsed in a glowing speech by a right-wing militia leader. A video shows Eric Parker, who was charged over his role in the standoff in 2014 at Bundy Ranch in New Mexico, reminding McGeachin that she previously told him, quote, "If I get in, you're going to have a friend in the governor's office," end quote. In the same speech, Parker says that when he sought McGeachin's assistance in the case of Todd Engel, another Bundy Ranch attendee who was sentenced to 14 years in prison, he showed her sealed evidence from the trial. He recalled saying to her, "I'm not sure this is legal," and she replied, "I want to see it." Afterward, she started writing letters to the Justice Department and rallying support on behalf of the imprisoned man. According to The Guardian, Parker posted the speech video on his Telegram channel on May 19, the same day that McGeachin announced her candidacy for governor, where she may be up against the incumbent fellow Republican Brad Little. McGeachin has encountered previous controversies involving links with extremist groups. In 2018, she refused to answer questions as to whether she was using three percenters as security during her gubernatorial run. She has also offered support to anti-mask protesters in the state. For the new model Republican, there is no such thing as too extreme.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Can Joe Biden succeed where Barack Obama failed? NBC News reports that President Biden has quietly begun efforts to close the U.S. military prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He is using an under-the-radar approach to minimize political blowback, to make progress in resolving a long-standing legal and human rights morass before the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. After initial plans for a more aggressive push to close the facility, the White House changed course. The administration has opted to wait before it reaches out to Congress, which has thwarted previous efforts to close the camp because of fears that political outcry might interfere with the rest of Biden's agenda. The administration hopes to transfer a handful of the remaining terrorism suspects to foreign countries and then persuade Congress to permit the transfer of the rest, including 9/11 suspects, to detention on the U.S. mainland. Biden hopes to close the facility by the end of his first term. According to NBC, the low-key strategy is a response to miscalculations that Biden administration officials believe Obama made. The administration is leaning against the option of transferring detainees to U.S. military installations, another shift from the Obama administration's approach. The Biden administration may, instead, propose that any detainees who are not eligible for transfer to foreign countries be moved to the so-called supermax security prisons on the U.S. mainland, notably the one in Florence, Colorado. It's not justice, but it's probably better than the status quo.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
CNN reports that the Trump administration battled with the network to obtain the email records of a reporter. The pursuit, which started in July 2020 with a demand for 2 months of Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr's email logs, continued even after a federal judge told the Justice Department its argument was, quote, unanchored in any facts, end quote. We're only finding out now because the government demanded secrecy. Sketchy. The Washington Post reports that the Biden administration will toss out Donald Trump's efforts to scale back the number of wetlands that fall under federal protection. Michael Regan, head of the Environmental Protection Agency, said Trump's rollback is leading to significant environmental degradation. Guess he drained the wrong swamps. NBC reports that the wife of El Chapo has agreed to plead guilty to helping him run his Mexican drug cartel. Emma Coronel Espuro, a former beauty queen, will appear by video to enter her plea this morning. So I guess that's a wrap for the war on drugs? Anybody? Bueller? The Associated Press says a Moscow court last night outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist. The label carries a lengthy prison terms for activists who worked with the organizations, anyone who donated to them, and even those who simply shared the group's materials. Maybe Biden can sort this out when he meets with Vladimir Putin in Geneva next week, you think?
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon at noon live for the Majority Report or later as a podcast.